Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Palace Radio, love fantasy, it's Buddy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Fantasy with your Divas. You are now on live on GQ Palace Radio with your Divas. And this is Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better, with my English spring necessary with a future, absolutely. And I
okay.
And I'm on live with my sisters. I got Storm and Ray Queen will be in the building shortly. So,
yeah.
But welcome, folks. And for our internet users, if you want to call and get on live, you have to dial a number, which is 845-277-9098, and you have to press 1 in order to go on the air live. So normally, this is how it works. Normally, we do our little talking and stuff first, and then we open the lines up so people can get in on our topics and conversations and stuff like that. So this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, sometimes there's people that listen to the shows that have younger people in the building. So we try to keep it civil over here. We try to keep a civil tone. But some days, y'all know my tongue can get, it don't work. Sometimes my filter don't work. Y'all go here. A curse of 7 out of my mouth. So listen, it is what it is. It depends on the moment. So, but we appreciate you guys. Without y'all being with us, shout out to our executive and our CEO, Rich Money, and Miss Davina. And listen, we want y'all to enjoy the show. Again, we appreciate y'all. Y'all stick around, and we're gonna get it popping. What's
poppin'?
Hey, Storm, what's going on, mama? Hey,
Fake
Queen, what's going on,
lady?
Hey,
hey. Hey, my call dropped, but I'm back on, Divas.
That's right. How you guys been, though? How you been? How's everybody?
Everybody's good. I know I'm good. I can't complain. I can, but I won't. So, yeah, know how I do.
Yeah,
same
I hear
here.
It in your voice. Like I hear it in your voice. You sound real good, Angie. Miss No Better, you sound real good.
Listen, my I'm gonna tell y'all my new look that y'all saw. Not everybody didn't see that yet. So I feel so liberated today. I feel very liberated. I must say, you know what I'm saying? You know,
beautiful. Yeah, I love it.
I know we got so much other stuff going on. Listen, you got to smile through all of this stuff. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you're gonna be beat down and just dragged out and just, you know. I've been a hermit crab for a long time. Y'all know that. I come in here, close my door, and forget about everything.
I'm telling you, with the new look, though, I'm telling you,
take that devil off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if you've seen the video the other day. My hair was a hot mess out there, and it didn't even matter. When I tell you it was a hot mess, girl, I know it was a hot mess. Before I left my house, I know it was a hot mess. So, and I still left it like that. And look, Rich Money gonna say, you know, ain't nothing wrong with your hair. I said, One of my friends said, ain't nothing wrong with your hair. I said, I looked at that video. I said, well, damn, they let me go out there like that.
They set you up, sis. They set you up. But listen, if you have your husband's approval, you good. Don't worry about it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. This is Storm. I can't really complain about it. Only thing I just want to say is we had a wonderful day. On Monday, we celebrated 1 year for Darnell Smith's anniversary of his death. It was 1 year on Monday, so he's been gone from us for 1 year, and it didn't seem, you know, I guess the months and days kind of just go by really fast, you know, but it doesn't seem as if it was 1 year, you know.
Right.
But, we had a great day. We had a great turnout. I do want to talk about a little bird real fast, though. You know, I don't know if you guys seen the post, but we were out there setting up, right? And this lady that lives over there said she's been there 11, 12 years or something like that, and she's never seen no bird flying over there, right? This bird came and it landed on her umbrella, okay? And then it sat there, and then it walked around from by her door to my cousin's door, and then it went up on like the AC. Like when I tell you, it was chilling by us the whole time, walking around as if it owned the place. Okay, then we go to do the balloons. Why does the bird follow us over there to do the balloons?
Oh wow!
We let the balloons go. We had a speech. One of our friends was singing.
Keep your eye on the sparrow, man.
When I tell you, it that right there, it just gave me the chills, because those of you, I mean, you just got to have an open mind, I guess, you know. And when we first saw it, we said, that's Darnell right there. You said, we all said, that's Darnell, you know, because
absolutely,
the way that bird came there and it just sat there and it stood there like it was like owning its territory, you know. And
we were like,
wow. So, so I just want to definitely share that story. That was something we experienced, you know. And then, shout out to my cousin, you know. I tell you,
yes,
we're going to hold you down regardless. You know,
yes,
you know,
we got
here.
We
got you. You know, those lonely nights, those long days, those early mornings, you know, you need someone to talk to. Make sure you pick up the phone and you call us. And, you know, we'll be there for you no matter what. Because, you know, she's going through a rough time, you know. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, so with that being said,
of course,
everything's been all right.
That's a hard pill,
you know,
for anybody to swallow.
Definitely, you know, and then to still be grieving and then dealing with a lot of nonsense on top of it. So we're just going to pray that her days get easier, you know, and that the baby, you know, she tends to, you know, she'll never forget him. And the way that we try to do it is we want her to remember everything about him, you know. So it's like he's not here. But I don't think she really understands, you know, the full aspect of it.
Nope, she don't.
You know, but it was definitely was a good turnout, though. It was a good turnout.
Oh,
family and friends came together, and we showed out. It was good.
Good.
It was good.
That's good.
Awesome.
I was looking at all the pictures and T-shirts and stuff like that. It looked like it was a peaceful day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like those
masks and those shirts? I'm just saying.
I did. I'm like, impressed.
I know you did them. I knew it. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Awesome.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
what's up with you, Mama?
Listen, I'm blessed to be breathing. I'm blessed to be able to put my 2 feet
on the floor
and walk. I'm blessed to be able to just be on the show with you, Divas. Palace is where it's at. And
that's
my story. And I'm doing that.
That's right. Good. So we do got a couple. We have a couple of some good topics going on. Miss Mobetta, you want to take the floor and give the topics? And
yes. Well, I'm going to start. First, it was a story that I was reading, and it's about a transgender young lady named Brayla Stone from Arkansas. She was killed. They did make an arrest. They arrested an 18-year-old boy, for killing her. They didn't really release the details of how she was murdered and stuff like that. They just found her in a car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, found her in the car. But my thing is, when it comes to, like, you know, people being transgender, we know transgender people go hard to live the narrative. You understand what I'm saying? And my question would be to the people, is like, should they come out in the beginning and say, like, I used to be a man, I'm a transgender, or what the deal is? You understand what I'm saying? Because the reason I ask that question is because, in all fairness to the person that may not be homosexual or something like that, it gives them the option. You understand what I'm saying? So my question would be, should they actually come out and say, like, I used to be a man or a woman? You understand? Maybe, and it'll maybe avoid death. I'm just saying, like I said, I'm not condoning. I don't want anybody to think I'm condoning. I'm not biased. I'm not condoning the act of anybody being murdered. But should they come out and tell people, like, up front? Should they, you know, I think it'll save their lives. You know, there's people out there that rock with transgender people. You know what I mean? Listen, you love who you want to love. You know what I'm saying? You can't help that. You can't stop that. But I just think that they should come out and say, like, I used to be a man or a woman. Even, you know, and I just think it'll make it easier for acceptance.
Wow.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Can you guys
hear me? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
hear
you.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, should they actually come out and say, like, I used to be, you know, a man, but I am a woman now. I'm a full-fledged woman. I live just how I live my life or whatever. I'm not just a woman, a man also. There's women that trans, there's trans over the men too. So like I said, I don't want people to think that I'm biased or prejudiced against anything. Like I can't go to hell or heaven for anybody. So you love who you love. So,
well, I'm going to tell you my question. Well, I'll give a quick answer, my opinion, of course. You know, I feel, I understand that it's hard for, because I, you know, in the field I used to work in, you know, we dealt with a lot of that all the time. And it's hard, I believe it's hard for them to open up to say, this is what I am or this is what I used to be, in fear of judgment and retaliation. I definitely understand where, you know, the comments come from, but I do believe in the process of being true to yourself, you know, and giving the person a chance to either say yay or nay, I believe that they should, I believe they should say something, you know, because the biggest thing is I feel like when you're not telling them the truth, you know, when you're being, you know, when you're lying, you're
deception.
Pretending, you know,
it is.
And that right there, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I feel like that right there is what's going to get you hurt.
Absolutely.
True. So
I think
all honesty, I think
there.
They should say something.
I think so too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now my question is, the person that killed the transgender, did they say any reason? Like, had the transgender tricked, the person?
But see, the thing is, from what I was reading in the story, and this is what I'm saying, it goes a little deeper. Now, you know, as soon as a black person gets arrested, they're going to pull out their police history, their criminal history or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was arrested before at 14 years old for capital murder, but he turned state's evidence. And anyways, that really don't have anything to do with now. But they said he's been dealing with the girl for a couple of months, and allegedly, I guess some of his friends or whoever found out about who the girl was. You know what I'm saying? And then now you're facing embarrassment. Now you're talking about embarrassment, ego, and everything is going to just be laid out on the table like, oh, you try to play me and stuff like that. And naturally, his friends will be clowning like, oh, you messing with a dude. And you know what I mean? So now it's like, okay, that hit a nerve.
Right.
I'm not gay. You understand what I'm saying? And this is me speaking as him. I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you do that? I don't mess with dudes. So hopefully more of the story will come out, because I have a few more questions, too, that we probably can't even answer. Or that may go unanswered, period. You know what I mean? But in retrospect of what happened, I just think that people should be very honest. When going, like you said, I'm comfortable in my skin. You understand? You either gonna love me or you hate me, but this is who I am, and this is I used to be that, but I'm not that anymore. You either gonna rock with me or you ain't.
Right. Wow. I think that I'm the same way. I agree. If you're going to be one way, and you're going to live a certain lifestyle, and you know, don't. I mean, and I understand the secrecy of it. A lot of people, you know, hide. I was watching something on YouTube the other day about all these secret gay rappers that have all these sex parties with other men.
The down low people.
Yes. And so if you're going to be down low, there's a whole place and, you know, there's websites and phone numbers and all that stuff. No need to tell anybody about you want to hide you're embarrassed about your lifestyle.
Right.
The way that you live.
Okay.
Don't bring anybody
else
down.
So help me. I think I had a senior moment, you know. I'm up there in age. So,
girl.
Yeah, I'm up there in age. So Oh, Jesus, I always get confused by this. So the person that was killed because the person was transgender? Help me understand that
part.
No.
The transgender herself was killed.
Right, but
by
why?
By an alleged straight guy.
Uh-huh.
You know? And like I said, they said in the story says that, you know, his friends found out, and I guess they, you know, clowning and doing all kinds of other stuff. Because he was messing with a transgender. But like I said, it doesn't say whether he knew that she was transgender, but they did say that they was talking for a couple of months. They did say that. So I you know, it's still dangling. But my point being is, you know, should they disclose that, you know, what you used to be, you know? And like I said, especially if you hadn't had a sex change or, you know what I'm saying, to even change all of that. So, you know, like, listen, it's hard. It's hard, like you said, with in the fear of rejection and, you know, embarrassment and stuff like that. But I think it should be disclosed. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just looked up this. I looked up the story because I remember hearing bits and pieces about it. What I'm Lord Jesus, I'm gonna say something and it might not be politically correct, but I'm gonna say it anyway. There's a lot of undercover brothers out there. There is. There's a lot of undercover brothers out there who I believe they're okay. As long as it's undercover and no one exposes them. The moment someone exposes them for who they are, then that's when they get upset and get very aggressive. But meanwhile, they're undercover and they've been doing it for years.
Right.
This is nothing
You've
new.
Been having
you know?
Relationship. Facts.
Right. So my thing is, and this, and I'm going to say it, in this situation, I don't know. I'm not there. I wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a person who just happens to be a host, one of the hosts on a radio show who got an opinion, you know? And honestly, this guy probably knew. He probably knew that she was transgender, you know, or she was, you know, in the he knew, but he got upset probably when other people found out. When they knew, that's when he got upset. Right. Initially, it was okay. It was good to go. And then all of a sudden, other people find out, and then you and your feelings. That's what I think.
You know what?
There's a lot of undercover brothers out there who, to me, they're undercover and they're okay being undercover. But when they're exposed, that's when they get angry and they want to fight.
True.
Nothing, but that happens with heterosexual relationships also. That happens with heterosexual, not with just gay, down low. Or, I'm not going to say gay because, no.
Don't say gay.
That happens. That happens with heterosexual relationships also. Like somebody, all right, you could be having a secret relationship, but as soon as somebody tells you, then now it's a problem, or you're a problem, or we can't. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People that's living in that secret society, quote unquote, that secret life, having anything that is a secret, you know what I mean? That's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You understand? That's why I tell you, I ain't got nothing to hide from nobody. You want to ask me something, ask me. And if I feel you need to know the answer, then I'll tell you. Other than that, it's none of your business. But that's people for real. That's people. That happens
But see, that's part of the problem, see? Because I believe that when you deal with people, some people feel like, I don't have to tell you until I'm ready to tell you, you know, or it's not, you don't need to know right now, you know. And I think that's part of the problem, because whether you feel I need to know or not, I need to know, because at least have the respect for me to let me you know. I might be with it. I might not. You know, but let me decide that. And I think that's the problem, because some people have been hurt and stuff in the past. So now when it's time to really say, well, yeah, I used to be like this, or yeah, I used to like this, you know, does this make me gay because I might like the little tickle back there? I don't know, you know, or does this make me more feminine? I don't know, you know. I'm just saying, you know, you got to follow me with it. Now people, they get upset when you say, your truth. Your truth might be, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I was a transgender. I was born with a male part, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, and I switched it over, and I don't have it anymore. I still feel like that person should tell somebody, you know, give that person,
absolutely,
because you never know. You might go someplace, and you might see someone, and they know you as Jacob, and now you're not Jacob
right.
no more. You're James.
True.
Well, hell, I didn't even know you was Jacob before.
Listen,
can I be, you know?
That. We've experienced that.
So.
There was a friend of ours. She used to be a woman, but she ended up, you know, getting her breast cut off and doing all kinds of things. And then the kids remembered her as a woman. And then she worked where they went to school. And when they saw her, they was like, hey, whatever the name is, hey, hey. And so she called and was like, can you tell them that I'm no longer this and whatever? Like, all right, we'll explain it to them. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully
wow.
they get it. You know, kids are brutally honest. You know, they can be very brutally honest. So, you know. Well, that's what we start with
I would
tonight.
I was saying before on a prior show, way like last year, sometime that we'd be surprised at how many teachers, beautiful, look like it looks like it's a woman, high heels, dresses, beautiful, beautiful teachers, and come to find out they're trans. We don't know
yep.
what our kids, some of their teachers are. We really don't know.
All right.
We
that's
really
fair.
Don't.
Too
yeah.
bad they all couldn't look like Caitlyn Jenner ugly ass.
Oh.
You could tell then.
Yeah, I said it.
You
yes,
could,
Ms. Malone
you
said
could
it.
Tell then.
That was Ms. Mo Better.
That was Ms. Mo Better. That's Ms. Mo Better. GQ
yeah.
Palace is not responsible for that comment. That's Ms. Mo
Better. Nope. That ain't got nothing to do with GQ Palace. That's my opinion.
All right, so let's just dibble and dab too, because the lines are definitely lit up. So we're definitely just talking about is her name Brayla, right?
Brayla Stone.
Yeah, Brayla. So we're talking about Brayla Stone. We're also going to hit. We're going to talk about some gun violence, you know, and how it definitely, you know, took many lives this weekend, 4th of July weekend. It was definitely real out there, people. So we're definitely going to talk about that. As well as, you know, I did want to say rest in peace. I believe her name was Shay Asia Semple. She was a 26-year-old mother who went into Woodhill Hospital in Brooklyn to give birth to a baby. And she gave birth to the baby and she died.
Wow.
So they went there because they had concerns because of her blood pressure. And long story short, from the stories that I'm reading, she
mm-hmm.
actually said she didn't want the epidural, and they gave it to her anyway, okay? And then, however the situation happened, her baby's father, her husband, whoever, you know, he was there with her, the child's father was there with her, they told him to step out. So he stepped out, and now all of a sudden they had to give her an emergency C-section, okay? And they
mm-hmm.
tried to revive
mm-hmm.
her 15 times, and mm-hmm. needless to say, she lost her life giving birth to her baby.
Wow.
So definitely rest
wow.
in peace, you know, to her and, you know, to her family.
Yeah.
And I do see they do have a GoFundMe. Anyone that's looking to give money do have a GoFundMe. If you look it up on Facebook or just on GoFundMe, you could just type in either 26-year-old in Brooklyn, mother died, you know, or you could just type up her name. I think it's Shaeasia Semple, Semple. So you can also go on there and you can, you know, if you find it in your heart you want to donate, you can definitely go on there and you can donate as well. But definitely rest in peace to her. We do have our first caller. Let's just bring the caller on real fast before we do that. Anyone else that's listening from the PC, please call 845-277-9098. Cole, are you there?
Good evening. Good evening, ladies. This is going to be a powerful show, indeed.
Oh, now thank you. Yes, no. Yes.
Good evening.
I don't know what that button is, but
Listen. Get your fire hoses out. I'm bringing the fire. You better call 911. Somebody better call 911.
We don't need it.
I'm bringing the fire.
Just the diva squad. We don't need it. Go ahead. You got the floor. We don't need it.
First and foremost, let me say to each and every one of you, I love you from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. I want to just say that first and foremost.
Oh, love you too.
Thank you.
Not just you, Brother Rich as well. Okay? So,
yes.
I want to just get that out of the way. All right? We are family.
We are family.
All right.
Just to give knowledge.
All right, now let me keep going real quick.
Uh-huh.
One, as black queens, we got to understand that when giving birth in a hospital, and, you know, I'm privy to this because of the profession I chose.
Okay.
You are 10 more times likely to die in childbirth. This is factual information. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So always remember that. Secondly, the extreme gun violence is not an accident. The extreme gun violence was promulgated by the people who don't want to be defunded. This is what's going on. Speak that knowledge, Dave.
Go ahead.
It's going on in Chicago. It's going on in Atlanta. It's going on in especially where you are in New York.
Because, absolutely.
If you look at the actions of the people that are put in positions supposedly to protect you, but the law really says they are to protect the government interest. And the law says, you can look this up. The law says they're not to protect the people. This is the law. Right? So when people say they're out here supposedly to protect and serve, not you, the citizens. This is law. Okay?
Gotcha.
That being said, you can look this up. That being said, they don't want to be defunded. They don't like the attention that they're getting. And what it is, they don't like the fact that the 400 years are up and there's an awakening. You see?
Mm-hmm.
The man is bringing together his people from all four corners of the world. Notice you have never, ever in your lifetime seen this happen before.
Not to this magnitude.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And what has them shaken is this. They thought that for some reason George's death was going to be just another 2 or 3 weeks of marching and protesting, and that was going to be it. That's what they expected.
They didn't expect
the world to respond the way it did. See? So now they're giving us these little tokens of, well, we're going to remove the flag, we're going to remove some statues, we're going to paint some signs in the street, and we're going to do all these little token gestures.
More little
pacifiers. That's not what we want. When I say we, I'm speaking for the people of the NFAC. If you want me to tell you what it means, I will, but I don't want to curse on air. Okay?
All right.
Facts over feeling. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is happening now is that we are taking the position that the Almighty gave us originally.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now taking up our arms. Now we don't call it marching. Right? We are coming together in unity and showing that we have that unity. Because if you remember, I said to you before, J. Edgar Hoover, back in 19, he was head of the FBI from 1920 to 1958. When he was asked what's the biggest threat to the United States, He said black unity.
Oh.
You see?
They know that. They know
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you see, this is what's going on. So now you notice they're crying foul. Oh, my God. Well, look at this. These guys are coming together with arms. And what are you going to do about this? They weren't crying when they went to the Capitol building and they were armed because they didn't get haircuts. You understand what I'm saying? You see the catch-20 that's going on here? So
yes,
now, if you want gun reform, this is how you're going to get it. When black men march and they come together in unison, now they're going to start thinking about, listen, how are we going to get them guns out of them Negroes' hands? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what's happening. Listen, this is a time that you're supposed to be so proud. You're supposed to be like high every day. This is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. You have to see what's going on. You have to feel it. This is the experience that I met an older gentleman. He was in Vietnam. And he said to me, he said, look, I've been waiting for this for years.
Really?
Can you imagine?
And I'm sure he's seen many moons. But you know what they do now? You know what happens? The media will take with the shootings that's going on in Atlanta and New York and in Chicago. Those will be highlighted. Those will be highlighted because they don't want to see the unison. They still want to push that narrative that black people are killing each other. You know, you understand what I'm saying? They still want to wipe that out.
True.
But they see the unity that black people have. That not only the unity, they know the intelligence that we have. We have book sense and we have a lot of common sense. Because back in the day, they wouldn't let us read books anyway. So we had to take a lot of things right from the elements itself. And a lot of that carries over. So now, again, the media is going to show, they're going to highlight the deaths, which they are horrible. I'm not denying that they're not horrible. You know, they're going to be highlighted. You know, so now, what we do need, we need us in the higher places, like they posted on Instagram. We have rich black people in America. We don't have anybody that's actually wealthy.
Can I be devil's advocate real fast, because I hear everything you guys are saying, and the lines are definitely lit up. I want to actually just ask a couple questions because I'm seeing it, you know, throughout social media. Now, yes, with all of the gun violence and stuff that has been going on, and Dave, you mentioned the gentleman, you know, who said that he's been waiting, you know, for stuff like this. You know, my question, which I'm sure is a lot of other people's questions as well, and then we were talking about, you know, like the black-on-black crime. Now, as much as it's a good thing that people get to see that, you know, we're coming together in unity, right? But I want to ask you guys your feedback on how many innocent people, okay, have to get killed by gun violence. When does that stop? You know, like, you can stand together in unity. You can have the weapons that we need to have, right? We can try to be the enforcer until we get what we need and what we demand, yes. But what about the innocent kids who are getting killed?
Let me just go first. Know what I'm talking about when I say the NFAC?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
I want to know.
Okay. This is it's kind of like the Black Panthers, but we're not the Black Panthers. We came together in Atlanta on the 4th of July. Over 800-900 strong black men.
Excellent.
All in black with our boots and our weapons.
You about
to say? We went to Stone Mountain. Right.
Wow.
We went to Stone Mountain we marched on Stone Mountain. The KKK said they were going to come out. They were going to do all this stuff. Not one peep. You know why? Because we were in formation and we were ready.
Everything happened.
Okay.
So in love.
That,
wow,
right.
Excellent.
So So part of my French, the NFAC is the not effing around club. That's what it it means. So So I just wanted to explain that because I don't think you understood what I was saying when we come together. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought that gave me such a high. I mean, Storm, you got to go see it. You have to see it.
No, I did see it. I did see it online, but I wanted to make sure that as we're doing the show, that I was going to ask him what it stood for because I didn't know, you know. But I as we're talking about different things, I want to make sure people understand that there's different sections of what we're talking about. It's not that we're saying that we come together and we're glorifying the gun violence. We're not doing that, okay? That's why I wanted Dave to explain what he was saying so then we can also explain it, talk about it, and then also talk about the gun violence out there that is killing a lot of people. That's what I was
And then, and now going into the second part of your gun violence, but just remember, not one shot was fired in in our demonstration.
Right.
Now, when it comes to when it comes to the gun violence and the innocent people, let's just be clear. When you say black on black, just remember, I'm from an era and I dealt very closely with the Italians and the Gaddis and everybody else. Nobody was crying when the Italians were killing the Italians. Nobody cries when the Chinese in Chinatown kill other Chinese. Nobody's complaining when in Long Island, the kids in Long Island is killing each other. Nobody's crying about that. But yet they want to say black on black. No, there's no more black on black than there is any other crime on anybody who lives. You kill where you live. Point blank. Okay?
That's a fact.
If you when you go to Australia, Australians are killing Australians. Nobody's making a big hee-haw because once again they want to make us they want to spot the light on us and say, oh, look at these Negroes, they are so bad. No,
I tell you, they want to highlight that. They want to highlight it up because they want to make us look like the animals. Let me tell you, my daughter just had a conversation about that when somebody was saying all lives matter. Oh, all lives matter, white people. But if that is happening, where is your outrage? Why aren't you as outraged as we are if it's happening at such an alarming rate as it is with black people? You understand? Listen, just because we say black people are being made an example of, this is why Black Lives Matter. Let's go back to the start of this country. Go back to before George Washington. Let's go back before all of those Steves that they named. Go back before then, and you see how y'all set black people up. You understand? So what's happening now when they say all lives matter, they're just hoping that this goes away. They brush it under the rug like they've been doing. And still
and still
use other tactics to keep us held, to keep us bound and held back.
And you know, system is no better. You just said it. Back, the Civil War was white on white. I don't hear nobody crying about that. That was white on white violence, wasn't it? Am I? Hello?
Now you know they're not going to be crying over it. They're not going to be saying anything about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Where's your outrage?
You know they're not. But part of being, you know, devil's advocate is, and even if we could take a minute, let's talk about all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your feedback on it? Do you feel like there should be? You highlight one and you don't highlight the others. You know, do you think that's okay? Or do you think it's best that we highlight all of them? Because if that's the case, then highlight it. Speak about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you got the floor. Speak about it. You know, tell people how you feel. You know, but when you also have, you know, little kids out there, and don't get me wrong, even with the gun violence, you don't know who pulled the trigger. You don't know where it came from. You know what I'm saying? It could have came from a cop that was sitting there. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I said gun violence as a whole, so not black on black crime by itself, as everything as a whole, because not only black on black crime is what's going on right now.
Exactly.
Well, I'm
that's
give
why
you...
that's the point. Where's your outrage? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you should be as outraged as we are as black people for white people as well. White people and Asian people, whoever, where's the outrage when it happens to them? You understand?
Well,
so,
let me give you a token real quick. Storm, listen to me, my dear.
Yes, I hear you.
When you have a shooting and you don't have a suspect and you don't know who did it, week one, the first 48 hours, the next day, the next week, the next month, hello, we know who did it.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Of course
you do. You feel what I'm saying? The technology is such that you can't walk out of your house and go to the store without everybody knowing where you're at.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So, when they say that they don't know who did it, that's telling us they did it.
Yep.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Yep. I agree with that.
It's a travesty, though, because in 2020, we shouldn't be having to go through stuff like this. You understand? We've suffered. This land has enough of our blood on it. We're walking on blood puddles. When we walk, our foot tracks are blood. And they said, get over that. That's not happening now. But it is happening. You understand? And how do you expect us as black people to get over it? I can't sleep. That little molehill that it was, now it's a gigantic mountain. And we used to say that all the time. This country is not built for a racial civil war.
Mm-hmm.
It's not built for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening.
Right, it is. So what do you guys suggest?
And then when you got Commander-in-Chief, one more point, Storm. Like I always say, and I'll tell you, your body is only as good as your head. Let me tell you, God forbid, you can go out there and get into an accident today or tomorrow. Your body could be intact, but if your brain doesn't work, your body ain't going to work either. So look at the head of our country right now. Look at the head of our country. Look how it's being ran.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the body of the country is all messed up, because the head is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
that's
did you see the new book by his niece?
New book? I didn't read it, but I did see it.
I would like to read it. I'm curious.
Well, listen, that explains everything that's been going on, because the state of the nation is that it's ran by psychopaths. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pedophiles and sex offenders. That's who's running this place.
Mm-hmm.
Sociopaths, you see? So now, this is why the place is so messed up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, first off, we are not built like that. We are not built in that murderous frame of mind and that, you know, that devilish frame. That's not us. We are loving, spiritual people. And
that's
it shows all the time. It shows all the time. They know this. This is why they keep picking. It's like the bullies. That's why they keep picking and picking and picking to the point where you say, you know what? I've had enough. And then you punch the bully in his face, and then he runs back, and then all of a sudden the whole town comes up, why did you punch him, you bully?
Yeah.
No. You've been going to the teacher every day. The teacher, he messes with until you knock his behind out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, oh, you bully. Come on, man. Let's stop that.
Yeah. Yep, they become the victor, and all of a sudden becomes the victim. You understand? Like, you see all of these Karens calling the cops and stuff. Y'all started some mess. Now you want to call the cops and play victim. The devil is a lie. S-O-H. Y'all know what that means, right?
Yeah, we know what that means, girl. We know what that means.
Listen, you see them Karens? Them Karens and them Beckys pick the right ones. You see what I'm saying? I think they know the energy of the people that they're picking. Because when I look at some of them videos, and the people are like, the melanated person's like, why are you doing that? Why don't you stop? Listen, no. You come in my space, it's a threat. Remove the threat. All that stuff about, why are you, no, they don't have, listen, man. All that needs to stop. Period. I don't know about y'all, but they keep picking the right ones.
Well,
they're
looking to charge the lady that called the police and that called the guy in Central Park, that called the cops on the guy in Central Park. They're actually going. She's allegedly looking to charge her for that false. But they still think that white privilege is so strong that she was being recorded. He was recording her, and she still tried to talk like he attacked her.
But did you see the latest on that story, Ms. Mobetta?
No.
The latest on that story is that he doesn't want to participate in the indictment. He doesn't want to participate in the charge. He says she's already suffered enough. No, she has not suffered enough.
She picked the right one then.
Because
anybody else would have said, "Oh, we're gonna take this as far as we could take this right here."
Yep. We're gonna get them charged. Mm-hmm. Like, and see, this goes back to what you were saying, Dave, before, how we are the most loving, the most forgiving, you understand, the most turnout people. But excuse me, I done turned my face cheeks, my ass cheeks. We ran out of cheeks. Like, how many more cheeks you want me to turn? I don't run out of cheeks.
You sure you don't have one more cheek to turn? You sure? You sure you don't have one more to turn?
No. I'm going to have to get rid of this. And start, what am I turning like? My hands, what am I turning? Come on.
So just real quick, though, I just had it. I can't find it now. I wanted to find out from you guys how you felt about the husband and wife. There was a black mom and her daughter that was at Chipotle. Did you see it? And supposedly the lady had bumped into the girl, and she wanted the girl to say excuse me, and she didn't, and it turned into a whole big argument. And the 15-year-old black girl went and got her mom, and her mom exchanged words with the couple. And then, long story short, the white lady pulled the gun out on the family. She got in the car.
Yes.
She was in her car, pulling away.
Yes.
Almost hit the lady, and then she got out with her gun in her hand, pointing the gun at the lady.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yep.
I think it's like Michigan or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
They arrested the lady who pulled the gun out. So I don't know what's going to happen to that. Like I said, yeah, they'll show a lot of arrests. People are being arrested, but they're not being charged. They're being charged and not serving any time. They're not being penalized or anything. You understand? And again, they're going to keep treating us pacifiers. We're going to get them another pacifier
really,
and shut them up.
Are they really being arrested is the question. Like, you can put on there somebody was arrested. I get it. But are they really being arrested? Right. I mean, come on.
They wouldn't make enough money off of her in the penal system. Trust me. You know, the penal system is a very big business.
She wouldn't even last
one of the
long,
biggest
so.
Businesses in the world.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make no money
off of her. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's about 8:50. So we're gonna go around the table and just give our final thoughts on tonight's topics. We talked about a lot of different things, you know. But definitely just want to take a minute to Dave and say, job well done. You know, I didn't know you were out there. Trust me, I would have been sharing it. I've been so, you know, occupied.
Absolutely.
I didn't really get a chance to really. But you know, I would have shared that if I would have been able to see it, like, in the moment. Like, I didn't see it. So hopefully there's video and footage of it somewhere, and then I'll go and I'll start sharing it, just to make sure that everyone gets a chance to see it. It's one thing for us to see it, but I think that a lot of other people should see it as well. So
absolutely.
We got, like, 10 different pages.
I was in awe, total awe. When I see it, I was like, oh, my God, I am so in love. Oh, my God. For real.
I'm in love.
Yeah,
I can't.
Hold on a second. So I've been on this line for about 100 years, and it took a black uniform and a gun to get you to love me. Is that what you're saying, baby?
That's exactly what she's saying. Get her, Dave. Get her.
You know you love a man in uniform.
Something about a man in a uniform. I don't know. It's just talking to me. I don't know.
But Sister Mobetta, you said the penile system, but it's really the penis system. But we're not gonna go there, you know. It's
Lord Jesus. Well, you know that'll take a whole nother show to talk about that. We'll do it one of these shows though.
Well, I don't really have a final thought because my thoughts are infinite.
Uh-huh.
All I All I can say is, like I said, we're going to bring the choir tonight, and hopefully that's what happened. Hopefully everyone enjoyed themselves tonight. And as always, you know, I try to enlighten people on things that they may not be privy to, because if you notice, mainstream media didn't pick it up. You know, there's a lot of things that are being hidden from us, that has been hidden from us, and it's mm-hmm. only when we get that awakening, like Lazarus, you know, that we actually come to find out that at one point we were alive, we are now dead, and we need to be alive again. So now we're going to have to wake that Lazarus in us so that we mm-hmm. can take our rightful place and come out of the grave and stand next to the King on his throne. That's why you, as the queen, as Mother Earth, as the generator of life, need to always be next to your man, because he is the only person that can bring that seed that's going to continue to bring the plant, and so that it can grow and plant roots. Without the two of us, there's nothing else. We are the Alpha. We are the Omega. We are the beginning of the end. We are the sun. Mm-hmm. We are the moon. We are the stars. Without us, there's no life.
Mm-hmm. What he said. What he said.
What he said.
Yeah.
What he said.
Ditto. And we love you. We've always loved you, Dave. We've always loved you. But as I said, there's nothing more attractive than a man in a uniform. Oh my gosh! Anyway, just the queen speaking. I'm just so grateful and so thankful. GQ Palace is where it's at. I love y'all, divas. I love you, Dave. I love all of our callers and listeners. Rich Money, everybody. God bless. I'm going to pass on the mic really quick.
I know why you're passing the mic. Somebody get her top.
She's passing the mic and I'll accept it. Again, what he said. I'm at a loss for words right now. Like, you know, no, I'm never at a loss for words. I have something for days. But we appreciate, you know, again, our callers and our listeners, and we thank God for our little platform over here. You know, about 8-9 years running. Shout out to GQ Palace Radio, man. Shout out to GQ College Radio. We do the damn thing over here. And tell me what you bring on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. You dial 845-277-9098. And y'all want me to say it slower? I can do it. 845-277-9098. And chop it up with us divas over here. And, as far as the gun reform and stuff like that, and we get people like us in higher places and laws in places, will continue. You have to educate yourself, educate the people around you, and if you have any kind of knowledge, share it. Knowledge is to be shared, not stored. Share it. We got to start going back to loving each other as a person, as people. You understand? As a unit. You know, black people are divine. We are divine people. So, you know, start knowing your worth. That used to be Ray Queen right there, right, Ray? Know your worth.
Yeah.
Know your worth. Know that you are powerful. You are the cream of the crop. So
that's right.
Just know that, you know. And believe none of what you see. None of what you hear, half of what you see. Do your research.
Amen.
And on that note, I'm checking up the deuces.
Damn. All right, so I'm going to be short and just quick to the point. Everything of what Dave said, ditto, I agree. Miss Mobetta, Ray Queen, I agree. but with my final thought on the topic, it was a great show again. Look forward to being with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, same phone number. I'm just going to take a minute and just say happy anniversary to my husband. We'll be our anniversary on Saturday, and we've been together for 9 years. So,
happy anniversary.
Yes. So, I'm just going to end it and say happy anniversary, and it was a great show, and look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have a blessed and safe weekend, guys.
Happy anniversary. Go, Richie, say happy anniversary.
Amen. Thank you.
Mother, I'll never forget the way she looked at me when I played it for her. She said,